This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. What a tournament it was on Lake Travis for the Toyota Texas Fest to benefit Texas Parks and Wildlife. An incredible number of fish caught. And when it was all over, 2016 Elite Series Rookie of the Year Drew Benton had taken the title and the $100,000 in cash and the first spot in the 2019 Bassmaster Classic. Benton surged into the lead with 20-pound-plus bag on Saturday and then held off a charging Jacob Wheeler on Championship Sunday with just under 17 pounds. Cliff Pace finished third, followed by Keith Combs, who shot up the leaderboard with over 20 pounds himself on Sunday, and rounding out the top five was Brent Chapman, who took over the lead in the AOI. Drew Benton is coming up later on in the show. Some of the elites are using a few days off to run up to Pierre, South Dakota to take a look at massive Lake Oahe in anticipation of the late June visit up there. One of them is Stephen Browning, who will join us from up there and with thoughts on the upcoming stop at the Sabine River. But in the leadoff role today is Dave Precht, who among his other duties as VP of BASS is also a board member of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Dave is also a member of the hall himself and will break down the newest class of inductees. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a Hall of Fame Texas Fest Best Edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by O'Connell Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp June 7th through 10th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And in the leadoff role today, Dave Preck, a longtime board of directors member of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And he is an inductee in the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame as well. And the newest class has come out. And Dave joins us to talk about these guys a little bit. Dave, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great, Tom.
Let's start with the fisherman that went in, because a lot of people may have had the same reaction that I have. Gary Klein goes in and Kevin Van Dam. These guys weren't in the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame? You feel like they would be inaugural class type guys, both still very active. KVD and Gary Kleingoen certainly deserve to be in.
Well, we on the board of directors changed the way the inductees are selected and elected. And the criteria used to be that you had to be retired or over the age of 60. In the very beginning, back in 2000, when the hall was formed, it was a 50-year-old minimum age. And a number of the current anglers that you would know were inducted back then. And then they changed it to 60, and then we went back to 50. And the reason for that is that, you know, some have complained that these anglers like Kevin and Gary are still in the midst of their careers, maybe the height of their careers. And so the full story has not been told. But actually, if you compare it to baseball and football Hall of Fames, you know, those guys are going in their 30s and 40s because right. Their careers are over. So you can't really compare the two. These guys are icons, but this is the first opportunity for them to be inducted into the Hall of Fame because we lowered the age limit this year.
Both of these guys, too, are rather youthful. KVD just turning 50 this spring, and if you were to tell me that KVD still has an Angler of the Year and another Classic in him, I would think, yeah. I mean, there would be no reason not to think that he's already won this year. I mean, you know, that guy there, that's got to be an open-ended plaque, I think, you know, when you write his story.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's determined to get that fifth Classic and separate himself from Rick Klun, who is a Hall of Fame member already, of course. And Gary Klein and I'm 79, and the second tournament I covered was out at Lake Powell, Arizona and Utah. And Gary Klein was a 19-year-old who won that tournament and almost won Angler of the Year in his rookie year. He's been a force all for many years now. It's at close to 40 years on the circuit.
Yeah, and he was one of the very first guys that this is all he's done. We're going to have a ton of them now, and we've seen more and more now coming out of the outstanding college programs and everything else that's going on. So we see a lot. Most of the pros, you know, that come in are guys that this is what they do for a living. But even Kevin Van Dam, he was selling boats, back in the beginning and when his career started. But one of the things I think that's fascinating about Gary is he was kind of a trailblazer for the professional fisherman as just a professional fisherman.
He really was. Yeah, he never had another job. He would, as a high school kid, maybe younger, his mother would let him out on this shores of Lake Oroville, and he'd walk and fish all day, and then she'd pick him up, and that's all he's ever done. He fished tournaments and won enough money back in California that he could try our trail, and when we went out to Arizona, he was on it.
Let's talk about some of the other names. Dave Preck with us, Hall of Famer, and of course on the board of directors for the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and of course vice president of BASS, and Helen Seaver, speaking of BASS, I mean, three decades with the company, helped grow the company to 600,000 members. I've been a lifetime member since 1981, so I'm very familiar with her work as well. And really advanced BASS from being kind of a backroom deal with, you know, what Ray Scott, to kind of taking it to the next level, if you will.
She absolutely did. She was very much behind the scenes. When Ray Scott sold the company in 1986, very few people knew until many years later that she had bought it along with some investors. But she was hired shortly after he created founded the company, and at that time, I think he had maybe a couple thousand members. Mm-hmm. But she was a direct mail expert, and she put her whole heart into it and grew the company, as you said, to about 600,000 members or subscribers to the magazine, and brought in a lot of non-endemic people, advertisers into the sport. And then she also was one of the founders of the American Sport Fish Association, yeah. The industry trade group. So she's been highly decorated, but most Bass members and even Bass fans don't really know much about Helen. I'm glad she's being honored this year.
Our boy Tommy Sanders. I mean, I love Tommy Sanders' stories. He's so fantastic. I know when I'm on Bassmaster Live, he is so accommodating. He's such a pro. And I'll never forget the story that Jerry McInnes tells about back in the day when they were looking for a host for ESPN Outdoors. And after all of the auditions had taken place, he says, you know, I got this guy from Little Rock. I just want you to take a look at him. Tommy Sanders walked into the room, and 10 minutes after the interview, he was the guy. And this is very disturbing.
It seems like he was born into that role. He's so smooth and collected. He's emceed a number of things for the Classic and for the Hall of Fame in the past, as well as his TV and live TV performances. But he is really good. And, you know, the guys who are the emcees and the talent, so to speak, for the bass fishing industry, and I include you and Dave Mercer, but especially Tommy Sanders, are just some of the nicest guys I've ever been around.
Yeah, he is fantastic, and he really makes you feel comfortable when you're on that set. And he's just very, very genuine. And he's an outdoorsman himself. I don't think he gets quite enough credit for being a guy that really is an outdoorsman that loves to be out there on the water or in the field hunting.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a good stick. I know he loves to do it, and he loves being in this sport.
Dr. James Henshaw, you know, I'm looking the Bassmaster Radio Studios right now. I'm looking across the way at my bookshelves there, and I have the Book of the Black Bass, which was written in 1881.
Yeah.
It's something that every self-respecting bass fisherman needs to probably have and read. It's fantastic. And again, a guy that I was kind of surprised wasn't in the hall already.
Yeah, one of the things that we also did when we changed the age limit is we changed the induction process. We set up a blue ribbon panel of people who really know the sport, know the industry. This included anglers, people from the media, people from industry, just people who are familiar with and love the sport. And so as soon as they got a chance to vote, and they were knowledgeable about James Henshaw, much more than just the average membership voting. These guys were quick to pick him. I mean, he is the father of modern bass fishing.
Yeah.
And he really did so much for the sport. And kind of interesting, you know, you're looking at the Book of the Black Bass from 1881. Mm-hmm. And I would wager that you would not have that book if BASS back in, I think it was 1981, mm-hmm. that we republished the Book of the Black Bass and then also the sequel to it. But otherwise, there wouldn't be many in existence. But I have one, and a lot of other people do, too.
No, you're exactly right. That's when I became a lifetime member, and I don't know if it was part of that package or something after that where it was offered with a calendar, or whatever it was. I definitely got it in the 80s through BASS. Yeah. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many saw it there than ever saw it back in 1881. And then Berkeley Bedell. You know, I don't know anything about Berkeley Bedell. I know Berkeley. I'm a big Berkeley fan, and certainly that's a big name in fishing. So Berkeley Bedell also goes in. So you got manufacturer, publisher, media guy, and a couple of fishermen. I mean, it's really a great class.
Yeah, and Berkeley Bedell is another one who is not very well known other than his first name, but as you might have read about him in high school, he was tying flies for local visitors to the lakes around Iowa, where he lived in Spirit Lake, Iowa. And then he got so good at it that he hired some of his high school classmates, a bunch of girls, to go into, you know, his home and tie flies, and he would sell them, and he branched out from there and eventually got into the monofilament line making and was a pioneer in that area, too. And then the company grew into just a gigantic set of brands, actually, that covers everything from lures to accessories to line. and it's now known as Pure Fishing, but there's still the Berkeley brand.
Yeah.
I talked to Burke not long ago. He's 97 years old. He was looking forward to going back to Spirit Lake and going fishing. So he's my hero. He's very active and still, great guy. I look forward to seeing him at the banquet. And by the way, that banquet, I hope everyone who hears this will consider themselves invited to a great event. It's going to be at Springfield, Missouri, the night of September 27th. That's a Thursday night, so you don't miss any ball games. And it'll be at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum next to Bass Pro Shops, where the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame resides now.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I look forward to being there myself as well. Dave Precht has been our guest. Dave, I appreciate you so much. And this is a great class that you guys have come up with. And I look forward to the continued growth of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks. And anything that anybody wants to know, they can find out at bassfishinghof.com.
There you go. All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. All right. When we return, Drew Benson will join us. He's up next, of course, coming off of his victory at Lake Travis in the Toyota Texas Fest. And he's up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. Stephen Browning joining us now. Of course, he joined us earlier this year when he won Central Open and got that under his belt. 35th, 36th, 37th, something like that. At Lake Travis, and so he picks up a check there and has a good tournament, finishing in the top third of that deal, getting ready for the Sabine River, and also taking a run out west to South Dakota as well. We'll cover all of that with him, and he joins us now, the Live Target Pro, Stephen Browning. Stephen, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me back.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and let's talk a little bit first about Lake Travis and Texas Fest, the Toyota Texas Fest, benefiting the Texas Parks and Wildlife Association. And how do you, I know you've done this a few times, how do you feel about the whole catch, weigh, release type of deal, bring one good fish to the weigh-in?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I kind of like it, and I'll tell you why. there were several fish that I caught one of the days, I think the first day of the tournament, that I actually kind of deep hooked, and you know, they were bleeding and everything. And a lot of times, if you'll just get those fish right back in the water, there's the chance of them surviving is way better than them riding around in your live well. So, you know, from that aspect, I really, really like it. It just kind of feels funny just sitting in the weigh-in line, either with a bag with one in it or without a bag with nothing in it,
yeah.
You know? So it just, it's a little different, you know, little different element to it, but I really like the, you know, catch immediately, weigh them and get them all back in the water.
Well, I don't know what you mean feels funny. That's kind of a common feeling for me. I sit there with nothing in the bag or with one in the bag and kind of
feel like you suck. When we were in, when we were down at Rayburn last year, they had big signs. Says, no fish, and pointed on one side of the line and fish on the other side, you know. But it was like a 22-incher, yeah. I think, maybe, at Rayburn. This time we only had I think it was an 18. So it, most of the guys, you know, actually, were in the fish line, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah, and you were very steady. You just didn't get that big fish, right? I mean, you had 11, 12, 9, 13, 12, 2 in the 3 days, so you just couldn't get on a good number of big fish, it seems like.
It really wasn't. You know, the funny thing about it, the first day I had a lot of 2-pound fish. Never found those fish again. It would seem like that, you know, most of the fish keepers that I caught were in that pound and a half range, and that just, you know, if you think about it, you get, you know, 4 2-pounders, you know, that's another, you know, instead of weighing pound and a half, you got 2 more pounds in your krill, and next thing you know, you're up there knocking on the top 10. So, you know, it just didn't, good limit fillers just didn't come my way, but was able to catch a 6-3 that last day that really helped me, especially in the points race.
How did you feel about 3 tournaments in 4 weeks? I mean, you and I are close to the same age, and you know, that can get a little bit rough, but 3 tournaments, 4 weeks, do you like that kind of activity? And, you know, it's just a couple of weeks, and it'll be the Sabine.
Well, let me throw you one in there, too, because we have the Red River Open there, and so it's four tournaments in 4 weeks for me.
Oh,
so,
right.
Absolutely, yes, and that, you know, going to the Sabine, you know, here next weekend, and, you know, starting that event the week after that, and then Red River, then up to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and out to Pierce, South Dakota. So it's going to be a major road trip, but I'll be honest with you, Tom, if the guy can get on a roll, and, you know, you hear this term, get in that zone, and, you know, have a lot of confidence, you can fish really, really well, make up a lot of points, and really set yourself up to make that classic here in the month of June.
Yeah, and coming up next, of course, it's the Sabine River, but you're up at Owyhee right now in South Dakota, kind of taking a look-see at that little smallmouth pond, and that's got to be something really interesting. It's coming up June 29th through to July the 2nd, but a few days here respite for you to kind of run up there and take your boy with you and kind of run around that lake and see what that's all about, right?
Well, it is. You know, I normally don't like to pre-fish any bodies of water unless it's a body of water that I've never been to. I just want to get up here. There's not a lot of information on it, not a lot of videos that you can watch, not a lot of homework you can do other than just packing it up and going up there and taking a look at it. And, you know, we chose to do, and a little mini vacation, and, you know, the smallmouth fishing up here is incredible. I mean, it really is. Lots of numbers, and, you know, it's going to be a typical, you know, everybody should have a limit. It's that guy that figures out how to catch those 2 or 3, you know, better fish, those 4-pound-plus fish, that's really going to separate the guys making the final day championship Monday instead of, you know, packing it up and heading back to the house.
It might be a little bit like Travis, right, in as much as that. I mean, you could catch 80 fish a day there. I mean, it's
right,
gonna, yeah.
Right. I think it's going to – it will remind everybody a lot of Travis. It, you know, the numbers will be plentiful, and you know, barring any, you know, this is a big pond. I mean, a great big pond, like 5 miles across in some place. So, I mean, the wind blows. It's, you know, you're just going to have to take your time. We've been to big waters before, so most of the guys know how to handle it. But, you know, you just got to kind of limp around a little bit. Don't get in a big hurry. And, you know, just, you know, like I said, it's almost like you can't pull up on the wrong spot.
Right, right. Stephen Browning with us, Live Target Pro Stephen Browning with us here, talking a little bit about this little break. Now, what's not a big pond is Sabine, and it's getting smaller and smaller, it seems like. I mean, talk a little bit about that and what the odds are that somebody is going to violate one of these creeks that you can't go up or state line that you can't go over. I mean, it seems like they're restricting it more and more as this tournament gets closer and closer.
Well, it does seem like that, but I think we have like five different counties that we're able to fish, maybe a few more than that. It's a lot of water. You know, you just have to be cognizant of watching where you are on your GPS, put those GPS coordinates in that they gave us. And, you know, the thing about this time, normally we're there during the spawn and those fish are kind of ganged up and either you hit them or you don't. This time I feel like that the fish are going to be more spread out, more in that summertime pattern. And, you know, it'll be a fish here, a fish there. And I've talked to some guys that were there, you know, earlier in the week, and, you know, they think that the numbers will be better as far as the overall weight should be about the same.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, though, that, you know, it would be a more consistent fishery at this point in time. It certainly should be a much safer fishery, you know, in terms of not having all the stuff in the water. And you worry about those spectator boats as well, especially on a tight spot like that where you don't want a lot of garbage in the water and everything else when that water was coming up so fast before.
Yes, oh, it was. And, you know, that was the thing. It was not – I think it was a deal where it was a more of a courtesy deal to the locals around there, because there was a lot of places that had water up and very close to people's houses. And, you know, our boat wakes and our, you know, actions down there, we didn't want to get a black eye for bass, you know, mm-hmm. having that tournament and really kind of causing more havoc down there than what was actually going on at the time, you know, Mother Nature had dealt them. So, you know, I think it was a good choice to, you know, to postpone that event and really, you know, get down there in a more stable environment for sure.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you think will be in play when you get down there in terms of the Sabine, in terms of technique-wise? What are some of the things that you think are going to be working?
A man better be frogging and flipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the two most dominant patterns, in my opinion. No doubt. The grass will be up a little bit better than what it normally is when we're there. The lily pads, the hydrilla, the milfoil, all that should be a lot healthier environment. The water's going to be a little bit cleaner, so it should help spread the field out a little bit. And, you know, you better have your flipping stick on and try to find some heavy cover to get that bigger fish.
How's your confidence level going into that? Because you haven't been terrible there, and you haven't been great there, right? You've been kind of in the middle of the pack, I think, in the open there that you fished, and I think you were in the 30s or 40s somewhere. You made a check in the in 2015 there, I believe. How do you feel about that body of water as you go in there?
You know, I like it. I like the fact that they've kind of restricted it to the Texas side, and the reason being is there's so much scrutiny about, you know, where you can be and can't be over there on that Louisiana side, and you know, there's an opportunity for one guy to roll into an area and fish it and catch some fish and ease on out of there, and then a caretaker be there when another guy comes in and runs him out. So yeah, we don't have to worry about any of that. So, you know, the best thing about Texas is, you know, their laws are, if you can float your boat into it, you're more than welcome to fish it. And the landowner just know that. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence down there. It just reminds me a lot of the lower Arkansas River where I grew up fishing. And, you know, there's, you know, just a handful of techniques that I personally feel like, you know, if a guy's doing that, then he's got a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a matter of kind of getting in the right area, managing those quality bites. You don't want to beat up on them too bad because, you know, unfortunately there's not just a lot of that 3 and 4 pound range, but if a guy can get him a 3 or 4 pounder every day with some two and a half, that he's going to be really, really strong.
Yeah, 38th back in 2015, so not a bad showing there. And again, made a check there.
No,
and it's going to be important.
Gambled a little bit on the last day, and made a big nasty 70-mile run, and it didn't pan out. But that won't be in the game plan, on this one. That's for sure.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Enjoy South Dakota, and good luck at the Sabine River, and see if you can keep this little run going that you got.
Well, I appreciate you and appreciate the listeners for sure.
All right, thank you. There you go, Stephen
Browning.
All right, when we return, our champ from Texas Fest, Drew Benton, is next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp June 7th through 10th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, our champ from the Texas Fest, Drew Benton, joins us. And you got to understand, Texas Fest is like, if this was like golf and you had major events, I mean, of course, there's the Classic. But the next big deal has got to be Texas Fest, because it carries the automatic Bassmaster Classic berth with it. So not only $100,000 to win, not only, you know, all the extra incentive that goes there. Of course, it's a points event, but also, you know, it's an automatic berth into the Classic. And that's where Drew Benton finds himself. He'll be fishing his second Classic when they get up to Knoxville in the spring of 2019. And he joins us now. Drew, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm actually on the road back to Florida. Stopped at the Sabine for a couple days, rode around, checked it out after the flooding, and headed back home for some R&R.
Let's talk about this deal at Travis. First of all, had you seen that before? I know that that had been fished on the FLW, and you came from over there, but had you seen Travis before this tournament?
I stopped in there on the way to an open earlier this year in pre-practice, just kind of rode around, but it was a very, very different lake whenever I stopped in. There was a lot more color in it the further you moved up the lake. And then when we got back, I was expecting, you know, to be able to run up there and find, you know, colored water, and that was not the case. The lake had really cleared up. It had settled probably 3 or 4 more feet since I'd been there. So it was definitely a new lake this week.
Yeah, you won it with 67 pounds, 15 ounces, which is not too far off of where I thought it would be from a fantasy fishing standpoint. But it was a little bit of an unusual deal for you, because usually a lot of times you'll have the biggest weight that first day, and then it kind of tapers off. But you were 13-15 on day one, 16-13 on day two, and then you had the big day on day three with 20-pound bag to take the lead. And then hung on for the win with a nearly 17-pound bag on the final day. Just talk about how your fish got better and better as the week went on.
Well, you know, it's kind of a deal where you go there and practice and you just try to figure out what the fish are doing. And, you know, when we got there, the shad responded real good in the marinas. And we had record highs for like 3 days. The water got super hot. And, you know, what I found in practice was kind of going away from me. And I kind of stumbled on a deal a little bit later. One of my roommates, David Mull, had come up on day three, told me he'd got some bites late in the day on topwater. And I started running that deal. And it was kind of like a backup plan. And so I ran my marinas the first morning. I was able to catch one big one. And I had like 4 keepers throughout the day, small keepers. So for that last 2 hours, I started throwing the topwater and really started to learn a lot more about what the fish were doing. The shad were actually moving out deep, and the fish were following them out. And there was still some fish on the bank, you know, chasing around bluegill and things like that. And I just learned a little bit more about the lake each day. So that last afternoon, or that last couple hours of the first day, I was able to cull a couple times on that top water. Then the second day, the marina deal was completely done. I fished the top water all day, you know, running pockets, main lake, you know, big chunk rock, and I was able to catch like 16 or 17, yes, right at 16 pounds. And then day three, I went to a different marina that I knew had some big fish in it, and they were actually still spawning in there. The shad were still spawning, so I caught them really well. I caught them like I expected to catch on day one and two in the first marina. But it's crazy how I didn't expect it to work, and it worked. I mean, so, and I was very fortunate that it did, because that was such a pretty day. The boat traffic completely killed what I was doing on the first 2 days.
Right.
So, you know, I caught a bunch of weight that morning and struggled all day. And then finally at the end, I ran some protected pockets, not too big ones, and, you know, had, you know, culled up to like 20 pounds, 4 ounces. Then on day three, had to serve a little penalty. So I was kind of worried that, you know, I was going to miss that shad spawn deal, because I was running about, you know, 20 miles, 25 miles up the lake, you know, and that's killing some time. And, you know, I was kind of worried. Got there, and it wasn't happening. Was able to catch one big one on a spoon that was still there hanging around the dock, but the shad weren't spawning. And, but good for the weather being so bad, it kept everybody else off the water, and I was able to still run, you know, my pattern from day, you know, the end of day one and day two, and still run that top water the rest of the day and hang on for the win.
Yeah, Phoenix Pro Drew Benton with us, a 2016 Rookie of the Year as well. And you talk about that topwater that you were chucking around. It's that Bagley Knocker B. Now, it sounds like you were kind of like a one-rod Todd, you know, on that, on those second or those third and fourth days. Was that pretty much the case? I mean, how much other stuff did you try to throw, or was it all just you're firing that topwater and that's it?
Yeah, I definitely had some other rods on the deck. You know, I had a nickel 6-inch flutter spoon that I would pitch, you know, to those docks whenever the fish weren't active on top. And, you know, I definitely caught some key fish that way. Matter of fact, my biggest fish on day four came on a nickel spoon. I threw a little swim bait around. I threw a Doomsday Lag and Dragon, which is a fluke style cross between a fluke style bait and a Senko style bait, and you can twitch it along, and it falls really good to schoolers when I saw them busting the purpose. I mixed it up quite a bit, but I definitely caught most of my weight on top. And every time I was picking something else up, I would, you know, was kicking myself in the back of my mind, thinking you need to keep that top water in your hand. And it paid off, that, you know, to stay with it.
Yeah, and now, were you fishing to breaking fish, or were you able to throw that top water just with confidence, even though you weren't seeing a lot of activity on top? Or were they busting all over the marina and so on?
Well, in the mornings, they were busting all over in the marinas, and I was actually targeting busting fish and then throwing them in slips, you know, in between. And later in the day, I was just going down the bank looking for those wolf packs, and then every now and then, they would come up schooling out there over 100 foot of water, you know, out off the bank, and I would go over there and throw them. But most of the time, I think I only caught one fish all week that I weighed in out of schoolers. Most of the time, when they were schooling, they were not the right quality. And it was the right quality mixed in, but there's so many small fish that compete for that bait that they would always get it before the big ones would have an opportunity to get it.
Yeah. Drew Benton with us. And talk about this flutter spoon, too, because I think when everybody you know, when you think of a spoon, a lot of anglers think about being out on a, you know, on a ledge somewhere in 18 feet of water or so on. But you're talking about, you know, basically pitching a spoon up around docks. Is that how that was working? And what size spoon was that?
Yeah, so basically, you know, those fish stay around and hang around those docks all day. They'll go up in the morning and feed on the shad in the morning, and they'll get under them and suspend and use their cover for shade and ambush prey throughout the day. Whenever they go down deeper, I was just pitching that spoon around. It's a 6-inch nickel flutter spoon, and I dipped it down there on 20-pound Seaguar Invis X line, a good 7'7" heavy Phoenix rod, high speed gear ratio, loose magnesium reel. And I pitched in there and let it fall about 10, 15 feet and snap it up about 3 or 4 times. If there was a school of fish under there, they would get competitive, and they would thump it 3 or 4 times before you actually got one hooked up. And it was a good way to catch a big one, because those smaller ones typically could get that big bait in their mouth, and they would come up and bite at it, and they would bite at it and miss it, and then that's when you'd get a big bite.
Very cool. Very cool. Drew Benton with us. And all right, Drew, let's talk about the penalty, because, you know, everybody's taking off on the final day of the deal, and you're kind of sitting around, and explain that a little bit as to what happened and how you ended up in the penalty box for 15 minutes.
Yeah, so I was going around the end of a marina dock, and there was a boat slip on the end that had a boat in it. So you had that little bit of gap in between the walkway and the boat, like a little bitty 2.5-3 foot gap. And when I was going around the end of it, a fish was blowing up on shad in there. It was like a 3-pounder. So I pitched my bait over the walkway in there, and it hit the water, and the fish blows up on it. And I had him hooked, and I pinned him up against the dock on the other side. He got hung in some dock rope. So I'm going in there fast to get him, and the whole time I'm going in there, in my mind, I'm thinking about the rule. You've got to keep all your weight in the boat. You can step on the dock, but you can't put your weight on your foot that you step on the dock. You got to keep your weight in the boat. I'm coming in real hot. I bump the dock, fall in the water. I maintain contact with the boat. I'm held onto the side. I'm holding the rod in one hand and the boat in the other, and I don't feel the fish anymore. And I'm pretty sure my bait is just kind of dangling there, hung on the dock. So I just pre-spooled the line, throw the rod up in the boat so it doesn't get pulled off, and I walk myself back to the back. We're kind of laughing about it. Climb in, you know, I think I mentioned, you know, the fish came off, no big deal. Climb in, I think they swap out a mic, you know, and I'm trolling up there in my mind to just go get my bait unhung. And in our rules, it says you can leave the boat to go get the bait. So I step on the dock. When I step on the dock, my line's swimming, and there's a fish on it. It's like a 1.5-pounder. Well, I can't believe there's a fish on, and I totally forget that I stepped on the dock and put weight on my foot.
No.
We landed the fish. It was like a 1.5 or a 1.8. Didn't count towards my wait for the day, but I was in a rule violation. Me nor my judge nor the cameraman called it at the time, came in to weigh in, was pulled aside by bass officials. We reviewed the footage, and I seen what I did, but I still didn't understand what I should have done. And if I had realized what I'd done, I could have called it in and said, look, I accidentally stepped on dock. You know, I'm not weighing this fish. We're throwing it back to an illegal fish, and no penalty would have been served. So it was a little mental error on my part, but you live and you learn, and it ended up not affecting me, thankfully.
In the end of the day, you're the champion, $100,000 richer, and that spot in the Classic we watched a couple of years ago with great intensity as you tried to make the Classic through the Classic bracket, and that was well chronicled. What's it feel like now with just a third or so of the season done to know that you're locked into the Classic, man? Nobody else is actually locked in. You're locked into the Classic.
Yeah, it's kind of it takes a weight of the world off your shoulders. You know, you can go into the rest of the year really, really relaxed. You can fish, the way you want to fish. And that's typically when you fish best, when you're relaxed, don't have any pressure. It's honestly, it feels like, you might have an opportunity to another win, right, whenever you can fish like that. And, that's huge. So I'm excited about the Classic. I'm excited to get back. It's one of those life-changing events that that you always dream about doing, and I'm definitely excited to get back, especially in Knoxville. It's a good fishing community. It's on the Tennessee River.
Yeah.
I've never been to the venue, but, it doesn't matter where it's going to be. If it's a Bassmaster Classic, it's going to be a good one.
Well, some people think it's a life-changing event to be on Bassmaster Radio because that means you've won a tournament. But I'm just saying, I don't think that that's as big a deal as your $100,000 that you won. But tremendous job. Congratulations. Good luck at the Sabine. And I got a feeling we'll be talking again down the road, my friend. Good job. Good job there in Texas.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. There he is, Drew Benton, the winner, the guy who did it. They took care of business at the 2018 Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife. All right. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Clear Lake, California is pretty much the epicenter of the bass world this week with the College Nation and high school events going on out there. In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Western Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors, everyone is catching fish. And on day one, Larry Cole of Grand Junction, Colorado had the first 10-pound toad of the tournament. Caleb Gibson and Tyler Wynn from Northeastern State University had the early lead in the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Western Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops with a 22-pound bag on day one. Now we'll have complete results and coverage on next week's show. Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. The total prize value is $30,000. Enter today at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. And while you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Sign up now at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River, presented by Econolodge, is coming up out of Orange, Texas on June 7th through the 10th. Then it'll be the Bass Pro Shops Central Open number 3 at the Red River in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's June 14th through 16th. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Eastern Regional, presented by Magellan Outdoors, is at Winna Bay in Georgetown, South Carolina, June 20th through 22nd. And then the Bassmaster Elite at the Mississippi River, presented by Go RVing, will go out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, June 21st through 24th. And that's followed up by the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Oahe, that is in Pierre, South Dakota, June 29th through July 2nd. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.